Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Wise Group PLC, trading under the ticker WSE, a fintech player focused on international payments that's suddenly facing some serious legal heat. Let's break this down from top to bottom. Wise has carved out a solid niche helping people and businesses move money across borders with lower fees than traditional banks. The stock has been under pressure lately, and investors need to understand exactly what's driving the volatility right now. Headquartered in the UK with about 6,500 employees, Wise was formally established in mid-2025 and is led by CEO Christo Carmon. It operates in the specialty business services space within the industrials sector, offering cross-border payment solutions to both retail customers and financial institutions. At a current price around $12 and a market cap of roughly $12 billion, it's a mid-sized player in the fintech payments arena. On the top line, Wise generates revenue primarily through transaction fees on international transfers, though detailed product or geographic breakdowns aren't showing major shifts in the latest data. The gross profit margin sits near 69%, which is healthy for a payments business and suggests decent pricing power in its niche. Looking at profitability, the company posts a net profit margin of about 20% and an ROE just over 27%. Those are respectable figures, but earnings have come under scrutiny amid the recent regulatory noise. EPS and full quarterly trends point to steady operations, yet the market is clearly pricing in some downside risk from the ongoing investigations. From a balance sheet perspective, Wise carries very low leverage with a debt-to-equity ratio around 21% and maintains an extremely strong current ratio above 140. Free cash flow yield comes in near 6.5%, which is attractive for a growth-oriented fintech, and the enterprise value sits around $7.8 billion. Liquidity looks solid with ample cash on hand relative to liabilities. On valuation, the stock trades at a forward PE in the mid-20s and a price-to-sales multiple near 4.8. That doesn't scream cheap, especially when you factor in the legal overhang, though the low beta of 0.5 suggests the shares have historically been less volatile than the broader market. Our rough model puts fair value somewhere in the low teens depending on how growth assumptions play out, meaning the current price is sitting close to or slightly above that ballpark estimate. Turning to the bigger picture strengths and weaknesses, Wise benefits from a scalable payments platform, strong margins, and a loyal customer base in the cross-border space. On the flip side, the company faces mounting legal risks from a Belgian probe into its operations and multiple securities class action investigations that could distract management and hit sentiment. Opportunities lie in expanding its enterprise payments offering, but threats from regulatory scrutiny and potential fines remain front and center. Performance-wise, the stock has been choppy. It gained nearly 8% over the past week, but is still down over 14% across the last 3 and 6 months. Year to date, the shares have also fallen about 14%, lagging the broader specialty business services industry, which has posted modest gains. The 19% single-day drop after the Belgium news highlights just how sensitive the price remains to headline risk right now. Wrapping this up, Wise still has an attractive business model and solid financial metrics, but the cloud of regulatory investigations makes this a higher-risk name than the numbers alone suggest. For long-term investors comfortable with fintech volatility, any further weakness could present an entry point, yet I'd want to see the legal issues stabilize first before committing serious capital. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.